For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keeping all of that in. It's awful.
We're talking about podcasts.
We're talking about
itty bitty podcasts. Podcasts.
I was so ready to go way higher. Merry Mini Monday. Chunkies and Carter.
Doge.
Jordan. Yeah.
Because I'm used to it like, up. And it was like, podcast.
I like to throw you a curveball every once in a while.
It's a day of celebration, first of all.
Oh,
I don't think I want to wait till Tuesday for the world to know.
No, no, no.
And if you follow us on social media,
you already know.
You already know. We're at 204 reviews.
We did it.
The last box.
Or more accurately, you guys did it.
Has been checked, yes.
Me and Carter.
Yes.
Thank you.
Too.
Thank you. We'll talk we've worked hard on this.
We'll talk more and more about how much we appreciate y'all's support on tomorrow's podcast when we have more time to do that, because there's just too much going on right now.
It's true.
But we are very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I want to start off with some box office ball.
Box office ball.
Box office ball.
How much money do you think Oscar Isaac movies have made this year?
Zero doll hairs.
Zero doll hairs. That, I mean,
at
it'll
least
happen.
Got those Michael Keaton bucks, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I get the Dumbo bucks. We're ragging on him because he's in Dead Last. With only, and here's how much money movies make. So out of four actors, the way Box Office Ball works, it's been a while since we've really reviewed it. We drafted four actors on our team. Any money that the movies they are in makes worldwide, it gets added to our pot. Whoever has the most money by the end of the year wins. There's about 3 months left. Wait, four. Jordan's team has $4,069,650,132. Team of Chris Pratt, who's got money from the Lego Movie 2, The Kid, and Endgame. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Fighting With My Family, Hobbs and Shaw. He's going to get some more money this year, though. That's for dang sure.
Is there another Jumanji this year?
There's another Jumanji this year. And he's going to be the only one that gets money for that. So that gives him a shot.
Does do okay, too.
I mean, the last one almost made $1 billion, I think. And then we have Michael Keaton for Dumbo money. And then Oscar for Numbo money.
Numbo money.
And then we move on to our second place team at $6,586,657,182. Team Doge. Tom Holland is the big cash cow on this one with Endgame and Far From Home. Then we've got Tom Hanks with Toy Story 4. Tom Hanks will also have this Mr. Rogers Neighborhood money, which I don't know if it'll make a ton, but it'll make money that we don't make. And so that's a big deal. James McAvoy with Glass and Dark Phoenix. And then Ryan Reynolds with Detective Pikachu. And looky here, Hobbs and Shaw.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that happened.
That's wild.
You know, I gotta say, for only having three of my four currently active in this game, basically, I'm not that far behind.
You're really not.
And I'm not gonna get Star Wars unless Ryan Reynolds also happens to show up in that one too.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
So Jordan could pass you with that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna lose this
one. With Jumanji and Star Wars, I have a chance.
Team me. Carter's team has $8,037,462,437. Keanu Reeves has, every one of my team members here has, oh no, Lupita doesn't have it yet. Anyways, Keanu got Replicas money, Wick 3, Toy Story 4. John Wick 3 made more money than Dark Phoenix.
Wow.
John Wick 3 made more money than Glass.
Wow.
So there's quite Yeah. It's not even a cult following anymore.
Yeah.
It's a mainstream.
It is a mainstream. Lupita Nyong'o, I have her because of Us and then also because of Star Wars. And so she'll make more money. She is confirmed.
Maz Kanata is confirmed.
Maz Kanata is in the movie. Isaac Gonzalez, little sleeper pick there. Alita Battle Angel and Hobbs and Shaw Monies. She's also going to be in an animated movie that I think almost all of us have randomly. There's like an animated movie about spies.
Yeah,
Tom Holland. She's a voice in.
Totally.
And Chris Pratt, am I correct?
No, maybe you're thinking of Onward.
That's Onward.
That's next year's Pixar.
Who would have thought, though, that Isaac Gonzalez would have less screen time than Ryan Reynolds in Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What a world. Samuel L. Jackson has made $5.3 billion for my team. Glass, Captain Marvel, Endgame, Far From Home, and Shaft. He's been in 5 movies this year. And I think he's done, but he's been in 5 this year. He is the highest grossing actor of all time. And it's just because he does everything.
Yes.
I heard he's going to be in Star Wars. He's going to ask Yoda to join the Avengers.
What's funny is there's a chance. I mean, who knows? I mean, if we get a Mace.
Actually, that's true. He actually was really in Star Wars.
He was.
Real.
He's been in every franchise.
I mean, he could be a Force ghost at this point. Anything's
I'm pretty
on the
sure
table.
He was. Yeah. He was Bilbo in Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah, he was Bilbo. Amazing. He doubled as Bilbo.
Tired
and
of all these orcs.
Thanks, Jerry.
I'm tired of all these orcs. I've got to rank you very much for today, friend.
Games.
And this one's pretty fun.
Okay. As opposed to the other ones, which are
the
huge drags.
I mean, saw a spike the wrong way in downloads. You know what I'm saying? Just because of how awful it was and how awful this transition is. So Ranker is basically a voting website. They have several lists of ranking. And I said, what do we do as we dive in to this Pirates series? Shiver mm-hmm. me Septembers.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it about Pirates that is so attractive? Like, what? They're bad boys, yeah?
They are.
I'd say to a certain extent, Pirates are kind of the bad boys of
the ocean
of the
world.
Ocean.
Of the ocean world.
Yeah. The bad boat boys.
The bad boat boys. So the greatest bad boys in TV history is what this ranker is right here. We have almost 10,000 voters.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say we have almost 10,000 possibilities.
Nope. It's the list of the greatest bad boys in TV history. Cream of the crop when it comes to television's best bad boys. Best and baddest. Perhaps a good way to describe this would be how Samuel L. Jackson's character in Pulp Fiction called them BAMFs. He coined that phrase as this. These are not particularly warm, but undoubtedly cool TV characters. So Donald Draper, I'm going to ask for the top 25. Don Draper didn't make the top 25. But he's considered a bad boy. Sometimes our bad boys will be protagonists of the show.
Sure.
Or you could even have like a Sean Hunter, Boy Meets World.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. You could even have like a Chuck Bass from Gossip Girl.
Okay.
Or like a Fonzie.
Dang, Fonzie was going to be one of those.
From Happy Days. I'm sorry to give that one to you, but I was going to give you. So Fonzie is in the top 25. I'm going to eliminate Vampire Diaries boys because on Ranker, they were really popular and 3 of them made it into the top 5.
And I couldn't name anybody from that whole show except I'm pretty sure, is that the one that Anna Paquin's in?
Nope.
You're thinking of X-Men.
Nope, that's True Blood.
True Blood. Yeah, so I super couldn't name anybody in this show.
I will give you 1 minute.
Okay.
And I will give you a little ding if you're right.
Are we penalized if we guess wrong?
No, not at all.
We're just throwing them out.
This isn't
every
this is
TV
not
character I can think of.
No, you're gonna give us real time feedback on this list?
Yep.
Okay.
And find me the bad boy.
Uncle Jesse.
Nope.
Jax Teller.
Wait, who?
Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy.
Ooh, good call.
Oh, yes.
Ding. Walter White.
No.
Jesse Pinkman.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, right.
Seems like a strange
Darkwing Duck.
No.
No. I just thought of
Jess
it.
Jess from Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Ah. Oh, this is tougher than
Tony Soprano.
No.
Excuse me, guys.
I'm sorry.
Rust Cole.
No. Nope.
True Detective.
What?
Dude, what is this
what
list?
What is this list?
We're going to be so mad when we get this.
Okay.
Uncle Joey. Let's try that one.
No.
Cut Michelle. It out, man.
Michelle.
No. Nope. DJ.
There's one in here from an anime show.
An anime show? Is it Naruto?
Nope. Oh, Homie's at 16.
I don't know that.
Whoa. You know any Dragon Ball Z villains?
Oh, is it not Piccolo. Vegeta.
Yes.
Okay. Got all panicky there for a second.
Oh my gosh, we're beefing it.
I've got one in here that is actually the title of the show that he is in. It is his name.
Frasier.
No.
Oh, wait, what's a... I was going to make a Parks and Rec joke. Never mind. Yeah, 1 minute is too short for this.
Oh, man.
Are we almost out of time?
It's got to be.
Oh, was I supposed to start it?
Yes, dude. Yeah, I saw you set the timer.
Let's see. We have 30 seconds left.
That's not it. That's okay, though.
You got four. There's a couple in this...
Zach Morris.
No. There's a couple in this top 25 that are from Game of Thrones.
Okay, well, Ramsay.
Nope.
Khal Drogo.
Bad Boys, you kind of like them. You don't like Ramsay at all.
Who?
Khal Drogo.
Yes.
Tyrion Lannister.
No.
Tywin Lannister.
The Hound.
No.
The Hound.
No.
Just said that.
A Man Has No Name. Jack and Hagar.
No.
Bronn.
No.
Bran.
No.
Who has a better story?
Arya.
No.
We're just listing Game of Thrones characters. I'm listing anybody that could be a bad boy.
Jaime Lannister.
Okay, he's a bad boy.
Yes, he is.
No, he's like a bad guy. Okay. He's not wearing leather jackets.
You got like 10 seconds and you've gotten six of the top 25.
This is just so much harder than I thought it was going to be.
That's what happens on this show.
Once the pressure's on, it makes me panic.
Time's up. You have Dexter Morgan on this list.
Okay.
Of Dexter.
Okay. So I guess this list is different than what I thought it was.
So this is, we're just listing anti-heroes.
This is anti-heroes. Right?
That's what I should have said. Y'all probably would have got them all if I had said
Venom.
That.
Venom.
Okay. Because Tom I was Hardy. Looking for TV's iconic, I wear leather jackets and ride motorcycles type bad
well,
boys.
Well, like the Fonz.
Yeah. The Fonz was my thought.
But he's on the list.
Don Draper is like very like.
But Stephen Hyde of That 70s Show was there.
Interesting. Okay, let's keep going. I like this.
We had Sawyer from Lost.
Oh, I don't know Lost.
James Ford, Barney Stinson.
As a bad boy?
Are you kidding?
He's like a nasty boy.
What is a bad
Again,
boy?
Again, I guess we just I'm just having a different thought, which is fine.
Daryl Dixon. Walking Dead.
Dead?
I get that one.
Sophia.
Number one was Captain Hook from Once Upon a Time.
Really?
What?
I mean, people just got to decide what they wanted to do here.
It's interesting.
So what happens
is
with these ranker lists.
Is somebody from Supernatural on this list? I feel like people love Supernatural.
Yeah, one of the top ones was Supernatural.
Was it one of the brothers?
Yeah, Dean. Dean was right there.
Yeah, from Gilmore Girls. He plays Dean in that show as well, doesn't he?
Yep.
That's funny.
Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Did you say the one that's named, that the show is named?
Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I guess that list, knowing that, that makes sense. Things like Dexter being in there. But like, I don't know, my perception of Dexter is nerdy tech lab guy, not like bad boy sensation.
Murderer.
That's what I'm glad Jess popped into my mind because that's what
that
I
was. I'm very proud of you for that
beanies
one.
Beanies and leather jackets.
Okay.
Just a bunch of pirates.
The description that you just gave of Dexter, are you thinking of Dexter from Dexter's Lab?
No, I'm thinking of Dexter from the show Dexter.
Okay. The one who's a nerdy tech guy as opposed to the one who's a nerdy tech guy.
No, lab tech.
Okay.
Wait, both of them, their sisters play a large role too.
That's true.
Oh my goodness.
And both of them say, Didi, get out of my laboratory quite frequently.
All the time. It's crazy.
Surprise! just for a little bit.
Please.
Let's now go to somewhere just as confusing as this ranker list. Just do the score tallies first.
Okay.
Yeah. Big thing happened. Derek said, no more.
Derek.
Basically, it feels like JPJ like Mysterio'd Derek's world and changed yes. his reality.
Right. Yes.
And Derek said, this is scary and confusing. I'm out.
Yep. Yeah.
Which, by the way, that podcast that JPJ always refers to, it is basically just making fun of the show the whole time.
Oh, really?
So it's kind of weird that Derek came onto the show amidst this podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
So there might have been a little bit to what JPJ had to say. It doesn't change the fact that he was irate.
Did he ever make fun of JPJ on Hannah's season?
Like, I have no idea.
I wonder if probably. JPJ heard him say, like, this dude's weird. And JPJ was like, that's it. You don't cross me.
How dare he?
I only have 16 points. Because Derek left, I lost all the points he ever had.
Wow.
That hurts.
So that's I would painful. Have had 22 points, but now I only have 16 because he gone. And so I got, we have three straight rose ceremonies for Mike, four for Blake, four for Nicole. I'm out on Nicole. She's really annoying.
Yeah.
I kind of want Clay to get with Angela again. I'm out on Blake. He makes me puke in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consistently. Blake's he's so fake. I feel like he's using Christina to try and, like, ever since he went to the wedding, everyone's like, dude, you're public enemy number one in America. People hate you.
Yeah.
Well, you should leave the country.
Every episode. So this is my impression of every Blake one-on-one with the camera.
I don't even know if I want this.
It goes like this. Seriously, like, I think she might be the one, but I don't know. Maybe I should go home.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
But what a good love story though, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He's oh my gosh, she's been in front of me the whole time.
Yeah. He's always just like, this is the answer to my problems. Maybe I should leave.
Maybe I should just go to Stagecoach 2020.
Yeah, try my luck there.
So for Team Doge, JPJ, Demi, and Tayshia each have 4 rose ceremonies.
Wow.
Cam got me 1, then left. Jen got me 0, then left. Cotter has 1 rose ceremony for him. So I have 32 points.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel pretty good about it right now.
Gunner probably is really just consistently earning me points. He's somebody who's always out there and I can depend on him.
Big fan of Wayne's World.
I am still feeling good about all of my picks.
I have 16 points. What's your total for that? 30-something?
32, yes, sir.
Yowza. Yeah.
So Katie, Hannah, and Clay each bringing in 10 apiece. Big fans. Thank you guys so much. My boy Will's left after 1, but I still get that 1 point. Caitlin got me 0. Angela got me 1. So I am also sitting
32. We got a tie. Yep. 32 boys. And I have half of them because Derek
you
left.
You do. Well, there's always a chance Clay gets overwhelmed and leaves on his own. Because it seems like he's constantly at his breaking point now.
He really does seem like.
Clay's entire vibe is, I don't know about this.
I feel like, yeah, it's like a reverse Hulk. It's like, you won't like me when I'm anxious. And then he just turns into just a tiny man.
Yeah, he's just like, oh no.
All his clothes are too big.
He's shredded piglet. He's
yes. Just,
I don't know. I don't think I should be here.
Oh no.
Oh, poor guy.
There's only one thing to me worth talking about.
Let's do it.
And it's Dean coming back for Kaylin.
I was hoping it was going to be the parrot on JPJ's shoulder.
And the parrot on JPJ's shoulder, which
or
was
the
great
fact that JPJ from 100 yards away saw a fish in the ocean.
Hey, honestly, that was pretty great.
And caught it. It was big.
Yeah. Tuesday's episode was the first time in like 2 weeks that I've enjoyed watching an episode of Bachelor in Paradise.
Same here.
If this was, now I understand, Bachelor in Paradise is to an extent scripted. But if this was a legitimately scripted show, JPJ is the one character that makes me think maybe this is a supernatural show and they're not going to tell us yet.
Right. There's some twist right coming at
there's
the
a
end
twist coming because this guy's not like other people.
He's right an ageless at god all from outside of time.
Who right are
yeah
you?
Yeah. When he was just like, oh, and took no off into the ocean.
Also, he is not capable of running without yelling.
Right.
Like, it has to be both. Like, if he's jogging, it's probably like, and he starts running and just screams. His workout scene, real
oh
uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was dying laughing though.
Hey, can we talk about the weird editing choice during Matt's first kiss
Matt
in
Donald's
a long
kiss?
Sorry, I misheard you. Did you say weird or incredible?
It
too
it,
long.
It no was too long.
No.
It overstayed
I
its welcome
was
big time.
Crying.
This was, to me, production team saying, we've got to do something.
I think they were like, we're as bored editing this as people are going
we've
to be
got
watching.
To
we
do
got
something
different reads. Yes, I think that's also why they did it. But we got different reads on this because this is the highlight of my Bachelor in Paradise season so far. This is my favorite thing that's happened.
Really?
100%.
Okay.
Ugh.
Callie and I were like in tears laughing at this.
I think I was just mostly confused.
I was over it. It would have been perfect if it was about 30 seconds less long.
Nah. I wanted to go forever.
We know about jokes overstaying their welcome, though.
Yes, yeah, true.
That is well-trod ground for
that's
us.
Okay, for sure.
Dean and Kaylin. Then we'll be done talking about this for this
Young
week.
Young K?
Young K.
Why does he call her that?
Because her name's Kaylin.
Starts with a C.
Yep.
C-A-E, Kaylin, Young K. Like.
Like the phonetic, like the sound.
Like
K.
Kaylin.
Like we call you Young Car, you know?
That's right.
Right,
dude.
It would be like that.
Young
like
Car.
Young K.
Carito.
So Dean shows back up. He cut the mustache. I'll never forgive him for it, but dang it if he doesn't look great. And he probably
smells
good.
You think they told him to shave?
I don't know. I don't know that I
think they're like, you have to shave so we can easily tell the difference between
close-up shaving. Kind of gross.
Pre-Dean and post-Dean.
I didn't love it.
It's like how Iron Man gets a new armor every movie for a new action figure. There's two Dean action figures.
I don't get the vibe that Dean would shave if he was told to shave. So I kind of doubt it. He probably said, come watch me shave, is my guess.
Who knows, dude?
But yeah. He shows up and ultimately where I land is this. She's going with him.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
You think Connor's going to just leave then?
Yeah,
no,
probably.
He's not.
He's going to lose me points if he does.
He's not going to walk out. Connor's not going to walk out. He's not really there for Kaylin, no.
No, maybe not. He's just going to feel so defeated.
Yeah, he'll be
but
fine.
But yeah, I mean, it would make no sense to not go with Dean and to stay with Connor.
Yeah. She literally called Connor the perfect man, though, in one of her talking head interviews.
That's weird. True.
She was like, I'm stuck in between this dangerous boy and the perfect man. And
that's true.
They're drinking some kind of juice out there, man.
For real.
They're in another world.
It is wild. Explain to me the Australian accent. I didn't watch that season.
Yeah, you did. That was Colton's season.
It wasn't Colton's season.
Yeah.
She was on Colton's season?
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
Yeah. She left after like the first couple episodes.
That was her?
Yeah. She faked an Australian accent for the first night. And then came clean about it.
I straight up do not remember that.
I think I have Bree. I think Bree is who's replaced.
Yeah, that's Bree.
I think her name's Bree. Uh-huh. Sorry, replaces.
That's the Australian girl. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, she faked the Australian accent in Colton season.
Don't remember that. I'm going to take your word for it.
How much longer is Bachelor in Paradise?
I think I've said this 3 weeks in a row now, but I think next week's the last week.
There's no way next week is the last week.
It feels like it's never going to end.
Man.
Like, it feels like we are in Lost, stuck on the island of
Flickster's
watching.
Going to look at our resume,
island.
And they're going to just listen to all the Bachelor in Paradise stuff we've done and be like, I don't really know.
I don't think so, guys. I don't think so.
I don't know if we can review that kind of thing. To end this episode, who, in your opinion, currently on the island of Bachelor in Paradise, Paradise Island? Who, in your opinion?
Of Paradise Sea. In the Paradise Hemisphere.
Is the bad boy.
The bad boy?
The bad boy.
Resident bad boy?
I'm Carter. And I think it's been a slow play. I think it's been a slow play. It's lasted about 27 years. And then he's just going to break. And you're going to be like, wow, he was bad the whole time. But I think Clay is the bad boy.
He's going to snap.
This is his origin story.
Okay.
For me, it's got to be Christina. She's always scheming. And I can practically see the leather jacket on her shoulders.
Mm. Ooh.
It's like an emotional leather jacket. Yeah, well, I think it's Blake. He's just bad at it.
He's a bad boy.
Right, yeah.
He's just not good at being a bad boy.
Like, I think it's Blake because he's a villain, but he's like, but I'm likable too. And everybody's like, no, you're not. Yeah, keep telling yourself that, buddy. So yeah, I'm going to go with Blake.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.